National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. NationalBugle.com. Huh? Well, yeah, there's NationalBugle.com. That's where you go and you download the Co-Certified app, because the Co-Certified app is the app of our age. It is the app of our times, because we are living in kosher-certified America. Kosher America. That's what we're living in, kosher America. And the whole Jeffrey Epstein case is a reflection of that. It is a product of that. Well, I'll be talking about that. But republicbroadcasting.org, go there. You can go there for the stories. You can go there for the podcast. But do click on the donate button, because it's free speech central. They're trying to shut down our free speech. They really, really are, and they've been doing it. I got kicked off YouTube, but you can still hear this show here on republicbroadcasting.org, Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. Today is a live show. You can call in. You can call in. That number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. We can talk about whatever. Tomorrow will be a show with Jeremy from Kentucky, and he is doing the hard work that immigrants aren't willing to do. He is. He is listening to Rush Limbaugh and getting the hot boomer takes. Somebody's got to do it. I have to admit, I have almost never listened to Rush Limbaugh. I've heard maybe, I don't think I've heard a full hour of him in my lifetime. I know who he is, though. But he's important, he's relevant, so I appreciate Jeremy doing that. We'll be talking about all sorts of stuff. Just wait. But for today, so yesterday I had Mark Collett on, and we talked about whatever it is we talked about. We talked about Boris Johnson, and we talked about stuff on that side of the pond, and a variety of things. Obviously, this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing has been going on, the murder slash suicide slash smuggling him out of the country. Whatever it is, we don't know. Whatever it is, it happened. Now, I got Mark Dankoff, is another person you hear on this show a lot. Mark Dankoff sent me a meme. And not exactly stick figures, but, you know, on men's and women's room, you got the kind of very stylized silhouettes, you know, with a circle for a head and then maybe a triangle for a body for the women. But they have one of these, and it is the figure of a man, except he's hanging from the ceiling. And then you've got another, like, figure of a man sitting on a chair, eating popcorn and watching. So I thought that was funny, but this is a radio show, so I don't know how to show it to you. I will try to get it up on nationalbugle.com in the meme section, which I've been kind of neglecting. The rest of nationalbugles.com is doing pretty well. You can see lots of good stories. It's worth looking at. So yes, indeed. But And maybe some of you have heard me on other shows talking about the recent developments, but this is my first opportunity really to get into it, these recent developments here. And so regarding the situation in general, the case in general, you've probably heard me say this, I call it kosher certification scandal. It's a Mossad kosher certification scandal. It's not just about trafficking or what is it? What do they call it? Sex trafficking in minors. Okay, that would be like calling, let's just say you had a giant poaching scandal in fisheries. Let's just say you had a fleet of fishing boats come in and fish all your fisheries. Would you call that a bait scandal because they used bait? Maybe they dug up some worms. And I'm not trying to call these women worms. I'm just saying the women were bait. The women were just part of the process. They were an input into a bigger process. That wasn't, that wasn't the core of the process. That was just an input. The core operation is meddling in our politics? Isn't meddling like a big crime nowadays? The core of the operation is dominating our politics. And Dr. Duke had a very good show today with Andy Hitchcock and me piping in from time to time, and bringing in the all of the evidence that we know about the Mossad penetrating the Clinton White House. And this, I'm not trying to say that this is a Clinton scandal, that, you know, because there are those, you know, MAGApedes, perhaps Rush Limbaugh, I don't know, we'll hear from Jeremy on this, but there are those who are trying to say, well, you know, this whole thing is all about Clinton, Clinton's behind it. And then there are those, people with Trump derangement syndrome who want to make it about him. No, this is the Israelis. And the Israelis, how they got Clinton under their thumb in the 1990s or before, because you do have Israeli/Zionist/Jewish/Mossad operations at state levels from time to time. Certainly, if you want an example of that, about Governor McGreevy of New Jersey in 2002, you can go look up that and see the Mossad operation on him. But certainly, as president, he came under, as everybody. I mean, in order to get to be president, you have to raise mega donors, mega bucks from donors, and it's been clear that since the 1960s, the bulk of funds, this is according to, I believe, the Washington Post, that at least since the 1960s, you've had the bulk of funds towards Democratic presidential campaigns does come from Jewish sources. So that's the most conventional method, and you see people going kowtowing to AIPAC. That's traditional. Right now, as we speak, we've got a sixth of the one out of six members of the U.S. House of Representatives is in Israel, as we speak, on a fact-finding tour. They go on these missions annually. They have these missions annually, and everybody pretty much goes on one sooner or later. It's pretty much obligatory. But notably, and the freshmen, this at least this time around, it's these freshmen Democrats who are making up the bulk. At least of right now, there's, I think, about 41 Democrats who are over there, and the delegation's led by House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. And there's about 30 Republicans over there. Now, there aren't 30 freshmen. I don't think there's 30 freshmen Republicans, so a lot of these would not be freshmen. But that's led by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. So you got these leaders, and they've taken big hunks, about, you know, one in sixth of their delegation, one out of every six people over there. They're on a fact-finding mission, and one of these Democrats was quoted, and I saw it in the Daily Stormer, but, you know, the quote came from another source, saying that, you know, having gone over there and seeing all of the intricacies and the nuances of Israel's precarious situation and its small borders, it just drives home the need to make Israel stronger. So that's what our Congress is about, making Israel stronger. So, you know, we've got this stuff, but we know about the means of donors. That's one method of control. And of course, you've got the media, which has been under Jewish domination for many decades, the broadcast media. And now you've got the new social media, the big two social media companies being Facebook and Google. Google, of course, owns YouTube, which is a giant social media company, huge, really important, aside from the search engine, which isn't social media, but it's extremely important, and it's an effective monopoly with something like 90% of the market, 90% of the volume. So this is huge, and it's Jewish dominated. So we know about that, but the Epstein thing, well, what's going on with that? This is another aspect of it. And I would say it seems to be a higher up aspect of it. So if you just want to, I've seen this before. I was once, some years ago, just going to vote at my local precinct, and it was a primary election, and a primary candidate for U.S. House of Representatives was standing in front of the precinct handing out information about himself. He was challenging the incumbent. They were from the same party. And a man came, and I was chatting with him, and a man came up to him and identified himself as the APEC representative for our congressional district. And I watched their conversation. I was there. I didn't involve myself in that. I was more interested in observing it. I wanted to see how this congressional candidate handled himself. And the APEC representative said that he had been very disappointed because the incumbent had not been returning his calls. And the challenger said, oh, well, you wouldn't have to worry about that with me. Now, these low-level, this candidate, he would, you know, jump at an opportunity to show, loyalty or at least support for APEC, right? I'm sure Jeffrey Epstein never took him on the Lolita Express. That's, this guy's low level. So to try to demonstrate his support for and loyalty to Israel in front of a APEC representative, sure. What does he hope to get out of it? He hopes maybe next time around, because that was already primary day, but maybe next time around to get a certification, a kosher certification of approval for donors, for Jewish donors. Because that's what APEC does. APEC doesn't actually give out that much money themselves. But what they are a kosher certification organization. And so they have these giant conferences, which are like the Oscars. I mean, they're these giant conferences. They have them in Washington, D.C., but it might as well be the Oscars. They are gala affairs. They really are gala affairs. And people come, and APEC, they release reports. They have report cards. And also, they do give out a certain amount of money, or at least, through their affiliate. But it's not that money itself is so much, but it is a kosher certification. That money, if they're giving out some money, it's a U with a circle with a U in it. And if they're giving out a lot of money, it's a great big circle with a great big U in it. And other Jewish donors will follow suit. And that's how it works. But when you're getting up really high, and who are the people that we're hearing about, the American politicians that we've heard of so far as being involved in this? Well, Donald Trump and Epstein had some sort of relationship that went back. It seems to have been pretty much terminated 15 years ago or so. Maybe they've had some sort of contact, but it seems that Epstein was banned from Mar-a-Lago, I think, 2002 or 2003, because he was hassling the staff, something like that. And then there's that quote from a magazine interview with Donald Trump, some sort of interview with Donald Trump, where Donald Trump says, yeah, both Jeffrey Epstein and I, we enjoy the nightlife and we like beautiful women, except he likes them on the younger side. There's that quote. One would think that most likely, given that, the Hollywood Access tape came out and almost blocked Trump's election, that if they had, and you know, there was all of these rumors about the phony pee-pee tape from Russiagate. They were kind of, I guess, what we would say, gaslighting people into thinking that that was real. One would think that if there actually was a tape of Donald Trump with one of these underage or whatever women, that they would have shown it by now. One would think, unless you know, you could be of the opinion that, well, no, they actually went to him, you know, sometime in the past year or so, and they showed that they had the tape, and that's why he's cucking so hard. That's another explanation. I think it's the former, that they don't have anything on him. But at any rate, forget about Donald Trump. Clinton, big time, right? I mean, the 26, 27 flights on the Lolita Express and this and that. And, of course, he's such a creep. And not that Donald Trump can't be a creep, too, but Clinton, really, come on. But then Bill Richardson, who was a presidential candidate, and not exactly a front runner, but not somebody without a chance. Bill Richardson in 2008 was probably the number four guy, because you had Hillary and Barack Obama and Jim Edwards. John Edwards, who had been Kerry's running mate in 2004, and he was a big time, very leading candidate. And in Iowa, they pretty much split the votes evenly, although Edwards was probably just slightly in third place and then faded from the scene. But after Edwards, then the next guy was Richardson. So after those big three, the only other person who really seemed to have a chance in 2008 among the Democrats was, you know, Richardson. I mean, Kucinich was running, but people liked him, but he was too much of an outsider. Richardson was running, and he was running as an insider. He was running as somebody who had been governor, somebody who had been in the cabinet, Secretary of Energy. He was running as somebody who had been the diplomatic experience with Kim Jong-il, the father of the current revered Supreme Commander of North Korea. Then there's George Mitchell. And then now we're hearing about Al Gore. Now, these are very high-up people. George Mitchell, I don't know if he ever had presidential aspirations, but he was the Senate Majority Leader. He had the job that that Turtle Guy has now. What's his name? Mitch McConnell. Elaine Chao's husband. Elaine Chao's trophy husband. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm having too much fun here. But it's kosher certification, high-level kosher certification. I think have I said what I needed to say so far? I think I have. We've got George from Greece up, although we're about to go to the break. But I'm going to bring on George right now just to say hi. And what's up, George?
Good morning, Dr. Slattery. How's everything out there in the U.S.?
In America land, it's very, very kosher.
Very kosher all around the globe, I guess.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about after we come back from the break?
Epstein.
Okay, so hang on for that. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say you did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you, AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing, we have topicals too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Welcome back to the show. National Bugle Radio with Patrick Slattery and George from Greece. And George, what makes you want to talk about the Epstein case?
Well, since I've been watching the whole scenario there, I was surprised by the urgency this whole thing took place. I mean, for me, it's a watershed event regarding the way people think about the Jewish establishment. Mm-hmm. I think it's a landmark event, a watershed event.
I think if you take that potential, that's why it's so huge for us. That's why it's so huge.
Yes, yes, and if you use the methods of logic, you would end up in a conclusion that there had to be something more serious to this Epstein case than pedophilia and high-level politicians or other high-level persons involved in this whole scheme. Why did they have to take this guy out in such a manner?
Blackmail can be, I've got something on you, I want you to pay. Now, when you're blackmailing a politician, and you're an asset for a foreign government, you're a representative of the Mossad, I want you to manipulate policy on my behalf. And then when you're talking about president and Al Gore vice president and George Mitchell and potentially Donald Trump, I don't think there's too much there, but whatever. Why do they have to be manipulating all of our leaders? And that's the question. When the normies start asking that question, why does the Mossad have to be manipulating our leaders? That's when everything can come falling apart for them. Everything could unravel from there.
Yes, but why did they have to kill him? I mean, dead or alive, this whole torrent of information would sooner or later come out dead or alive. Why did they have to kill him? I think, in my opinion, Epstein was a rogue agent, and he was about to reveal a whole lot more than what they tried to associate him with, namely pedophilia and human trafficking and etc. etc. I think that there's much more to this than what is being discussed around mainstream media and alternative media. Remember, they killed this guy. They took him out in a matter of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has to be much more serious. Of course, the Mossad, everybody knows Jews control America. I mean, everybody, okay?
Well,
but I
normies
think that,
don't know. Normies don't know. We know, and the elite, unless they're retarded, no. And there probably are some retarded people in the elite. But normies don't know.
Yes, but I think that there's much more. Maybe this guy was a rogue agent. I mean, I really take this very seriously. Maybe he was going rogue.
About to go rogue.
Yes, about to go rogue, and maybe there was a rift inside the Jewish intelligence agencies, the establishment in general. It was about to reveal a lot more than expected of him, okay? And described in the mainstream media of him.
Yeah, well, I think
it's much more serious.
It's very possible. I mean, I'm not saying I have any inside knowledge, but what you're talking about is very, very possible. He had been talking to his lawyers. We don't know what he had been talking to his lawyers about, but it's very likely that his discussions with his lawyers may not have been completely confidential, and maybe it was known that he was perfectly willing to bring the whole house down, to do his own little Samson option. And hopefully
yes.
Get some favors out of it. But yeah, maybe he was about to do his Samson option on his own people and bring down everything. Talk, who knows? That's one possibility.
Yes, because either way, Epstein is dead. Even if he's still alive, he's actually dead for the layman, for the normal people out there. He's dead. He's out of the game. He's out of the picture. Either dead or alive. Maybe he's in Tel Aviv right now or Jerusalem. We don't know. But he's dead. In what concerns mainstream media, the United States government, the establishment, he is dead. But why did they have to take him out of the picture in such a manner? I mean, I don't understand their being in such a haste there.
Yeah.
It had to be something very, very serious.
If there wasn't something very, very serious, letting him sit in prison for a year or two, however long it takes. I mean, wasn't James Fields in prison for almost 2 years before they had his trial and sentencing and everything? They took him out fast, that's for sure.
Yes. And I'm very, very suspicious of it. And
yeah.
I'll let somebody else talk, okay? Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Slattery.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Public Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Patrick Slattery here. Call me. It's 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. So, how he died, we don't know. It's a mystery. Maybe some people feel that they know. Was it suicide? Was it murder? Or did he not die? Was he smuggled out of the penitentiary and out of the country? When you get down to it, all three of these scenarios actually are pretty unplausible. Okay. All three would require a certain amount of complicity by the authorities and conspiracy, even the suicide, because it's not as if he could just like reach into his desk drawer, pull out a gun and stick it in his mouth. It's not as if he could or should have been able to hang himself with bed sheets. That facility, I believe, had only had one person ever commit suicide, and that was 44 years ago. This is a facility. And this is, okay, so, you know, what they're talking about, even if you're just saying suicide, and the same would apply if it was murder or smuggling him out of the country, all three of those scenarios, but even if it was just suicide, that the camera was malfunctioning, that despite protocols to the contrary, he was left in the cell alone, he didn't have a cellmate, that he wasn't being checked on every 10 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever the protocol is. I mean, everything that could go wrong did go wrong, but not just even to some random person, because remember, there hasn't been somebody who committed suicide there for, I think it's 44 years. Not just to some random person, but to the number one most high-profile prisoner in the United States, the number one most high-profile prisoner in the United States, and it let this happen. Kind of like a year ago or so when you know, they had the biggest mass shooting in 100 years or whatever, the Las Vegas shooting, and the FBI, oh, they forgot to guard his house, and somebody broke in and stole all of the you know, computer hard disks and everything. Oh, well, you know, this just happens, right? It's the FBI, the Keystone Cops, it's hard to tell the two apart. And same could be said for this raid that happened over the weekend on Jeffrey Epstein's island. Why did it take a month or whatever? He's been under arrest for, what, a month? More than a month? Why did it take so long for them to raid this place? They're letting them destroy all sorts of evidence. So all of it, any scenario, any of these three scenarios, even if it's a suicide, even that is implausible without having some sort of conspiracy. All these people who should have been doing their jobs weren't doing their jobs. The people who should have been supervising weren't supervising. All for this most high-profile prisoner. And, you know, it goes beyond the prison because you're talking about actually the FBI not raiding his island and where all this stuff happened and giving them a month to destroy evidence. I mean, everything is fishy. And, of course, you've got the Attorney General, his father, Donald Barr, I think that was his name, William Barr's father, Donald Barr, who was a Jew who converted to Catholicism but ran this school and employed a 21-year-old Jeffrey Epstein, a two-time college dropout, to teach math and physics at an elite school. So there's even a connection there. So the whole thing is weird. So the suicide, and you know, with the suicide, you'd have to do all of this stuff, make suicide possible, stop the watch, and then presumably you know the guy's going to commit suicide. You know the guy's going to commit suicide. Why? Did he tell his lawyers in all of these long meetings that he's going to commit suicide? So that's weird. The murder scenario takes care of some of the problems because you don't have to guess that the guy is going to take his own life. You help it along some. But you do have to hire that extra person. And maybe that's the only additional thing. Maybe that's all the extra thing you have to do. You have to hire or arrange this person. You know, it could be another inmate. Who knows? It could be a guard. And, of course, guards at prisons are notoriously corrupt. Often they're poorly paid. We hear about at this prison that the work conditions were really bad, that people were working 80 hours a week. I don't know if that's true. But prison guards, how do all those drugs get in? I don't know. I've never been in prison. I have visited a friend in prison, and I don't think I could have smuggled drugs in or cell phones in. I couldn't have smuggled something in. I had to go through all sorts of pat down and bodyguard, metal detectors and all of that stuff. I don't think I could have smuggled something into my friend. But yet drugs do come in. Drugs are all over the prisons, and cell phones and money and all sorts of things that you wouldn't expect to be there. And the only way they're there is because the guards are corrupt. And so, you know, it's a low-paying, highly, very dangerous job. You're not always getting the cream of the crop, necessarily. So the idea that somebody could turn a blind eye to a murder or engage in the murder themselves, who knows? So that's plausible. Smuggling him out is more difficult. It's more complicated. But, you know, that's possible too, I'll just say. You had smuggling people out of the country. I mean, breaking people out of jail has happened from time to time. Smuggling people out of the country, the Israelis smuggled Mordecai Vanunu out of Italy. The Israelis, they smuggled Eichmann out of Argentina. And the South Koreans in the 1970s smuggled former presidential candidate and eventual president Kim Dae-jung out of Japan because South Korean dictator Park Chung-hee wanted him and wanted him to put him in a Korean prison. And we have Chance from West Virginia. Chance, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. You know, I think everybody's getting caught up too much with, was he murdered? Did he commit suicide? Was he whisked out of there? I don't think that's the point. The point is, because anybody with a half an ounce of common sense knew that something like this would happen. Everybody should be concentrated on right now, our heads going to roll. That's the main thing, because otherwise this whole pedophile sex ring will happen again and again and again and again.
It's not just the pedophile sex ring, it is the political domination. You know,
well, that too.
Yeah, the pedophile sex is a means by which they're dominating our politicians. It's one.
All right, so there you go. There you go. Another thing we shouldn't get caught up into. The thing is having it eradicated. I mean, people have got to. We all knew this was going to happen. This is how they operate. But
predicted it. Not even smart people. Even dumb people were predicting it. I think Joe Rogan's jiu-jitsu coach had predicted it. I saw that yesterday. I was watching
Dr. Slattery, the question is now. He's gone. What is going to be done about all these high-profile people and high positions of power? Are they going to be indicted? Are they going to be convicted? Are they going to stay in power? This is the question.
And is the Israeli control of our society, of our political system, is it that's going to be exposed?
Well, let's hope it is. That should be what we should be concentrating on, because he's gone now. They did their deed. Whether he was murdered, committed suicide, was whisked out of there, got plastic surgery, is living in Tahiti. Yeah,
that doesn't make a bit of difference. That's not the core question. That's not the core question.
The point is, he's gone, and this needs to be ended. Heads have to roll. That is what people need to be concentrating on.
Israeli domination of our society has to end. And if
of course,
what I'm hoping happens is that at some point people say, because they see it's Mossad, it's like, why does the Mossad have to compromise our politicians? And once they ask that question, the whole house of cards can come tumbling down.
Well, we all know why. We know this.
But the bulk of the people don't. The bulk of the people, the normies, don't know this.
Well, we can't. You know what? Let me tell you. You can't waste time on people who don't know, because if they don't know by now, they're just dumb as rocks. There's nothing you can do to help these people. I'm convinced. I mean, when something this large happens and people can't see it, either they don't want to see it or they're beyond hope.
Something very large has happened, and so now we're going to see.
That's what we should be concentrating.
We should wake up lots and lots of people.
Heads have to roll now. And you know what? I hate to be a pessimist, but I don't think they're going to roll. I think this is going to continue. So wasting time talking about, was he murdered? Did he commit suicide? Did he get plastic surgery? Is he drinking a margarita in Tel Aviv? This is all a bull crap.
Well, but here's one thing. Which of those three options, which of those three scenarios played out isn't the main thing. But the fact that all three of the scenarios involve all of this complicity. High-level complicity and conspiracy. All three of them do. More important questions.
We're getting too caught up in the intrigue rather than results. We need results at this point in time. Things are way, way, way out of hand. People have to concentrate on what's going to be done. Never mind the intrigue, because they're so good at what they do, they'll have your head spin doing a 360-degree turn on your shoulders.
Well, the intrigue does catch people's attention, but if it just ends at the intrigue, we get nothing.
I know that, but they bicker over points that, I believe he committed suicide. I believe he was murdered. I believe he's living on a, you know, it really doesn't matter. The point is he's gone. Concentrate on getting these people convicted, all these big names, because this will not end unless that is accomplished. Don't you agree?
Yep, I agree. It won't end.
Okay,
we got to go a lot farther. So, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
I'm going to go on to Al from Texas. Al, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Slattery. Hey, there was an interesting, I don't think you covered it yet, I didn't hear the entire show, but interesting bit of news that came out that was being reported on Medium.com today was that Epstein won the Powerball in 2008. Apparently it was an $80 million payout, but that was over a period of time, and he took the lump sum payout of $29.5 million, and
it was apparently some sort of trust that he was the trustee on it.
Correct.
I haven't confirmed it, but it seemed. I don't know. I mean, did you see it in the Daily Stormer, which was connected to something else? It was referencing something else? Because that's where I saw it.
Yeah, it was referencing Medium.com. So his sentence for the prostitution charges in Florida started on July 1st, 2008, and his trust collected the lottery winnings on July 2nd, 2008.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's lots of weird stuff. Even if that hadn't happened, there's plenty of weird stuff. There's certain things that I'd like to confirm, but yeah, I mean, this is huge. And our last caller was actually making the point that I was trying to make. I got caught up in all three scenarios being unlikely, but you know, the question isn't how he died. The question isn't that he died or that he's disappeared. It's much, much larger. And the real question to me is, what, not my question, but the question I want normies to ask is, why do the Israelis need to have compromise, why do they need to compromise our politicians? Why do they need to dominate us? Once they start asking that, I think then lots of things change. And that's,
you keep holding your breath, and I'm sure they'll get right on that.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. A lot of things aren't in the plan, and a year ago, the whole Me Too movement was big, and it wound up bringing down a certain number of powerful Jews, and the Me Too movement is a product of feminism. It was a product of a lot of the Jewish narrative, but if the Me Too movement was strictly a creation of Jews, it backfired on them, and so I think that what's going on with the Epstein thing, that things are getting out of their control, and the fact that it's so sordid that it's going to attract and it's going to hold people's attention, at least to certain aspects of it. But those aren't the key aspects, and the key aspects are, you know, the power, the election meddling or the political meddling. That's the way I see it.
Well, the only hope I guess we would have is that they try to defend the honor of the girls that were caught up in this white slavery ring that Epstein was running, and somehow they accidentally uncover some deeper truths that they didn't mm-hmm. mean to come out.
Yeah,
that's probably the only way we'll find out about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, given the Me Too movement. It's hard now to say you have to ignore all of these women who are coming out, you know, and saying that they were forced to have sex with all these people. It gets given the environment, it's just hard to ignore all the allegations that are being made and not investigate them. And, you know, not just because of the Me Too movement and the environment, but because of, Jeffrey Epstein dying and or disappearing under these suspicious circumstances. I think it's like, I can't see any scenario where they would, where this would be part of anybody's plan. Things have gotten out of their control. Okay, well, thank you very much for your call. And I'm going to go on to my next caller, Fred from Iowa. Fred, welcome to the show.
Hi, Patrick. I'll be very short. I concur what Chance in West Virginia said. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, that was short and sweet. I think we are going to our break in a shortly, in a few seconds. And provided we're going to the break, we are going to the break. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future. Welcome back to the show. Wow, that last ad really sums it up. Koshertified. This is a kosher certification scandal. It is a big-time kosher certification scandal. So, this is a situation. From West Virginia was absolutely correct. If we just start getting into arguments about whether he was murdered, whether he was whether he committed suicide, you know, whether he was spirited away, yeah, that's missing the point. The point is that there's something really, really big, and they're covering it up. Whether they were facilitating his suicide, whether they were murdering him, whether they spirited him away, there is something huge, which I'm calling kosher certification, but something absolutely huge, and there is an all-out effort to cover it up. And, you know, this is, if they can't cover it up, at least they can partly cover it, okay? They can maybe kind of, so it's, they're not the emperor naked, maybe they can be the emperor in a bathing suit. They want to hide the naughty bits, and we've got to keep pushing it, and be alert, not get caught up in debating how this, you know, what happened to Epstein's body, what happened to him in particular. But this is something huge. And like I say, I think it is a means of enlisting and securing the absolute loyalty of high-level people, at least the politicians, because there are a lot of people who are not politicians who are involved in this. And, you know, you see that Epstein was friends with all of these Jewish scientists, mostly from Brooklyn. He was friends with all of these scientists, high-level scientists, Nobel Prize winners. What's that all about? Do they need to be compromised? I don't know if they needed to be compromised the way our politicians do. I don't know if there's anything that the Zionists, that Israel, the Mossad, can get from a Nobel Prize winner that they need to secure through this kind of blackmail. Maybe they were just giving them some perks. Maybe it was just perks for those people. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff I don't know, but what I do know is that this is kosher certification. This was a means of securing the loyalty to Israel of high-level politicians. And I don't think they were tricked into it. Maybe some were, but I think in general, somebody like Clinton knew exactly what he was getting into. I think they're going into it voluntarily. That here's the thing, that a lot of organizations, criminal gangs and whatnot, secret societies, require you to do something awful in order to join something that they can hang over your head. Now, having a videotape of a politician having sex with a young girl is enough to hang over somebody's head to ruin their career. And compared to all of the other things that we've heard about, like David Cameron, former British Prime Minister, supposedly having to have sex with a dead pig's head, the rapper Immortal Technique talks about a gang initiation being having to rape your own mother, all of this horrible, horrible stuff, having to do a drive-by shooting, having to kill a random person, having to have sex with a pretty underage girl is probably something that is less unpleasant than those other scenarios. And that if you're going to get somebody to willingly go into something, then that's probably the way. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.